together after their bonding trip last night?
Oh, they had a good time last night. They enjoyed themselves. They were appreciative.
How was the head coach's game?
Lousy at best.
That's something you'll plan every year, just maybe and surprise them at some point?
That was a surprise for them last night. We've done it in the past. We've done different things. We've taken years when we haven't. We wanted to do it this year because we have so many new guys, so many young guys, that we needed a little team building kind of a session, and we thought that would be a good idea, and it was a good idea.
Tom, how much did you accomplish with a lot of the red zone stuff you were able to do?
Well, we've worked down in there. You know, we've worked 2 or 3 days down in there. Hopefully it's a little bit better than it was, but we'll see. You know, it's sporadic. Defense makes a play. Offense, about every third play, the offense made a play.
How would you characterize in the red zone there, the connection between Victor Cruz and Eli Manning today?
Well, we're trying to get better with it, that's for sure. I mean, it certainly is in mid-season form.
Coach, it looked like Terrell Thomas got a little more work. How's he coming out?
He seems to be doing well, yeah. He's getting more confidence and feeling better about himself. I think he's doing better.
What's it, Tom, what are your thoughts on the kind of camp that Carr is having?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, he had an excellent spring. And, you know, I think there's a thing that everybody has to understand is you really do have to take advantage of your snaps because we're using 4 quarterbacks every day. And certainly, you know, he's trying to grasp everything and be in the right place at the right time with the ball, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, he's trying to get better, as is everyone out there.
But I guess I was asking. I mean, he
I'm not answering that question.
Okay.
I'm not ranking anybody today. Okay.
Tom, what are you expecting from Prince this season, and how's it going to differ from what?
Well, I think he's much more in tune with what we want him to do, and he feels better. He's growing in confidence. He's made a lot of plays here in the preseason. I'm expecting him to have a real good year.
Is that just a factor of him having another year under his belt?
I think so. That's what I would say. Coaching, understanding, you know, all of that.
When these players are unable to practice for several days in a row, their ability to catch up, is it based on the position they're playing, the individual? What factors into how quickly they
Well, they catch up by virtue of the fact they don't miss anything except taking the reps. And if they're smart, what they do is by position, they're listening to the correction. So they're trying to visualize themselves in that position being corrected. So if they're very attentive and alert and, you know, and understand the circumstances that they're in, then they really do not lose any of the mental time. It's the field time that they lose. And hopefully as soon as they get to come back, they catch up. It might be a day. It might be 2 days. It depends on, you know, how it is.
Tom, how anxious are you to see your first round pick get out there on Sunday? Where is he right now as far as?
Well, he's working, just like the rest of them are working. He's practicing, being corrected. You know, he's athletic. He does a lot of good things. You know, I'm anxious to see him play against somebody else and then evaluate how he does. You know, he's had a week where he's played primarily on the left side. You know, he's played on the right side. He's played on the left side. So he's able to handle all of that. We look forward to seeing him play, period.
Gordon Austin said today that he realizes it's a pivotal point in his career. What have you seen from him so far, and do you agree this is a...
Well, I'll just say what I... You know, he's a defensive tackle that really... we need to see him in the fashion that we anticipated when we drafted him. You know, he's done well this camp rushing the passer, and we really would like to see him do a good job against the run.
Coach, with Bolian Blackburn leaving, what does this linebacking core have to do to kind of fill their shoes?
You got to step up and meet the need. I mean, we're talking about trying to stop the run, and that's where it starts. We have some athletic guys that can run that I think will do well against the pass. We need to go ahead and find out about those other areas.
Where is Moore as far as health-wise?
They say he's getting closer. Yeah, he's getting closer.
Would you feel comfortable with the linebacker by committee, just playing all 5 or 6?
if it works out to where we can clearly identify something they do in a superior fashion to the others, be it a specific situation or overall, I'd be okay with it. But they're all going to have a lot of work. I mean, they're all special teamers. They're, you know, they play in a lot of different capacities. So whether it works out that way or whether we combination it, you know, we'll have to see.